USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A charter flight from Cuba veered off a runway at Naval Air Station Jacksonville in Florida. It came to rest in the St. John's River. 143 people were aboard. 21 people were treated for injuries. WJAX TV reporter.
Crews are trying to prevent fuel from the plane leaking into the St. John's River. That's a big concern right now. Crews have been out here for hours. We expect this to continue well into the morning. Once they get this situation under control, then the process moves towards removing the plane from the St. John's River.
The plane was carrying military personnel and civilians from Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. A huge explosion and fire has happened at a silicone plant in Waukegan, Illinois. At least four people were hospitalized, and one person is confirmed dead. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Efforts are continuing to find a way to repair the country's national roads and bridges. The federal gas tax of 18.4 cents hasn't risen since 1993. Since then, costs of transportation projects has risen to almost 75%. The administration is proposing $2 trillion in infrastructure spending. White House advisor Larry Kudlow says we shouldn't raise the tax.
Well, wouldn't you admit that the gasoline tax is not kept up well enough?
Factually, it's never been indexed, if that's what you're saying.
Do motorists want a higher gas tax? I don't think so. Do working folks want a higher gas tax? I don't think so. We'll come up with our own package.
Democrats have been invited back in 3 weeks to hear what tax ideas the president will propose. Tyson Foods is recalling nearly 12 million pounds of frozen chicken strips because some shipments may be contaminated with metal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The U.S. Labor Department reports employers added 263,000 jobs for a five-decade low of 3.6%. John Clemens reports.
Economists forecast that strong gains could be the longest in history by later this summer. We get the latest report from Cody Parkinson of the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 263,000 in April, and the unemployment rate declined to 3.6%. The lowest rate since December 1969. Notable job gains occurred in professional and business services, construction, healthcare, and social assistance.
I'm John Clemens.
President Trump is saying, "I told you so," when it comes to the FBI surveillance of his campaign. With more, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
There's a report that an undercover FBI investigator met with Trump campaign advisor George Papadopoulos in London in 2016. The New York Times claims the investigator posed as a research assistant who wanted to know from Papadopoulos whether the Trump presidential campaign was working with Russia. President Trump has repeatedly accused the FBI of spying on his campaign. And Vice President Mike Pence says of the report,
"It's very troubling. Just as the report a week ago that two discredited FBI agents were actually conversing about sending a counterintelligence official to one of my first intelligence briefings."
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.